Warren Beatty's political comedy Bullworth is currently number 5 at the box office. The movie follows Senator J. Billington Bullworth, a once liberal and now corrupt Democrat, as he campaigns for re-election. Bullworth's stereotyping of a black community has put off some black viewers, but not commentator Leon Winter.
For those who haven't seen it, here's the Bullworth message in a nutshell. Venal politicians rely on racial fears to divide and conquer the electorate while serving their real constituents, the corporate master class that pays their campaign bills. The answer, says Senator Jay Bullworth, as played by Warren Beatty, is to systematically do away with race by, and I'm paraphrasing here, everybody making love to everybody else until we're all one color. That way, the American people can join together, take back the public airwaves, and emancipate the politicians from fat cats who fund 30-second television spots. Whatever you may think of Warren Beatty's political preachments, or the movie's cardboard images of ghetto blacks, Bullworth aims to be taken seriously. And what radical Bolshevik pinko front has put this serious message on the public agenda at the start of the summer movie rush? None other than uber-capitalist Rupert Murdoch's 20th Century Fox. The national media, much vilified in the movie as concentrated in a few greedy hands, has been quite willing to not only run a massive advertising campaign, for money, of course, but has given Beatty and Bullworth lots of talking head time that money can't buy for free. What gives? I'm not making another flag-waving defense of a system in which the rich always get richer, but the poor still have free speech. What impresses me about Bullworth is that Fox let Beatty deliver a razor-sharp political message, even though the blade appears to be up against the robber baron's own throat. Okay, Fox did owe Beatty a favor after it passed on Dick Tracy. But it also knows that urban culture, rap and hip-hop, sells, even if it questions white privilege. Like Steppenwolf's Born to be Wild and Easy Rider, Bullworth plays the soundtrack of today's hip-hop generation. So it wasn't a big gamble to let it bleed into the script and out of Bullworth's mouth. It was, as they say, a new way of getting paid. Spike Lee must be kicking himself that a white liberal twice his age beat him to it. And if Bullworth's rap sounds more like Dr. Seuss than Dr. Dre, as Skip Gates wrote in The New Yorker, so much the better for it to penetrate the demographics where fat is still something you want to lose, not be. Again, I give no credit to an enlightened Sir Rupert. He's shown himself quite capable of short-selling free speech when he thinks the market is going his way. But let's see. End racism by ending the false construct of race, and in the process unite Americans along their class interests to take back our democracy and heal our social wounds? With a slammin' beat and Covergirl Halle Berry smoldering away? I'll pay $8.50 to see that. But they couldn't pay me enough to watch one of President Clinton's race initiative sessions. So go Bullworth. Go Bullworth, go Bullworth, go Bullworth.
Leon Winter writes for the Wall Street Journal from his home in the Bronx.